right, so who else this morning got scared to death by their own urine?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so somebody else understands. Like, not that color.
Green or black?
It's not on the color wheel.
It was rainbow, wasn't it?
It was rainbow? So there's some pony out there like, you can get rainbow pee, My Little Pony.
There's already a fanfic about that.
Okay. You're not innocent. You ponies, like, oh, we don't. You know what? I should not start. Are you not recording? So I tried fucking a pony. It was like, no, we're too innocent. 5 minutes later and three ropes. That's the end of that story. Oh, we are recording. Where's the bumpy lines?
They come after that. So it's
they like, come after that?
Yes.
I know what that's like.
The bumpy lines? Okay.
No, anyway. Coming after.
Yes, all right. Should we start? Yes. We won't do the music, but... That's it for... What?
Are we turning one of the microphones into a cat? What just happened?
Cat rubs its face on the microphone. Is the door
closed? Oh, right. Andrew's cat every once in a while does get on this fucking show.
Yes.
I hate your cat.
It's okay. It's just because she's pussy.
Yeah. All right,
once the door gets closed.
Okay.
All right, so.
All right.
We're going to show you guys how we normally start the show. I don't want to do this. Why are you making me do this?
Okay.
I'm so tired.
I'll just do it, okay. Hello, and welcome to the Dragon Show. That's Dragon and Ferret together. I am Xander, and this is Alkali. What?
I'm not here.
Thank you!
Oh.
I'm in fact not here. I am still in bed where I want to be. Welcome to the live episode of the Dragon Show. Our audience, thank you! We have a filled room. What have we done to deserve this?
Many beds.
Who did you blow? Ranger. You blew all of them?
No.
Brush your teeth!
I can send the PDF to your phone. But no.
You have a PDF of blowjobs for everyone in this room? You are way too technical.
It's the year 2013.
Do you have like a schedule and charts? Do you have ratings after each one? Give me all the fives.
No. Smiley, herpes, smiley.
We are also here.
We call those love bumps.
We are also here with Pandez and The Bulge.
Thank you both for taking time out of your busy con schedules fucking to join us on this Dragon Show.
The Bulge, also known as Dragger, that's his real name. But...
Yay.
I love that we can actually stay with a straight face. You know, the Bulge, Dragger, his real name.
Yes.
You two bastards are just going to keep doing this to me, amongst other things.
Hey, it's not my fault. You tripped in front of me.
Anyway, so, science. We are here for Mad Science.
Yes.
CN Mad Science, that's the theme.
And actually, we have a pseudoscientist with us at the table. A man who...
I did do a lot of chemistry and biology in school to get my professional degree in real life.
You push pills onto people?
I am a professional drug dealer. The state of Michigan does not like it when I call it that.
And you're in Canada. That's where we get the cheap stuff.
Well, I work in Michigan,
but
I live in Canada. I commute across the border every day. That might change soon. I'm trying to move down to southern Michigan to be closer to the Michigan furry community and all the other surrounding states, because northern Ontario is kind of way the hell up there.
Wow.
You know.
So you're joining us yanks down here?
Yes.
We're not polite.
That was the sound of a cock slap.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. See, it's radio, so we can just say what we're doing at any time. We don't have to do a fucking thing. That being said, we're usually fucking during the show.
No, we're not.
One time, we tried. We tried the original idea for the, what was it, April Fool's episode. I am not kidding. And I'll tell you why it didn't happen. We originally wanted to fuck the entire episode, but not mention it at all. Have a totally normal episode, but just in the background, like if you guys had to really...
What do you do for the other 59 minutes?
Oh.
Sleep. But the problem we ran into is I'm so much taller than him, he had to be up on, like, books, and we were falling over. So there is, technically, I don't even know if you saved it, there's a podcast of, dude, hey, I'm Xander, and I'm out like, crash! All right, let's try something else. Why don't you be me?
Yeah, that worked out much better.
Yeah, I really did.
You guys have a problem with knocking shit over. They stayed in my bed, and they knocked my lamp over and broke the light bulb and didn't even tell me. They just put it back, half put together. I'm like, why is this not working?
Hold on, wait. Half put together?
Yeah.
What happened? I put it all the way together. Who are you in there with?
No comment.
It was with the lamp, wasn't it?
I was probably half awake.
It was a pencil lamp, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You didn't try the potato trick?
The potato trick? No, he hates it when I do that to him.
Is that where you put GLaDOS in a potato and stuff it up their ass? Is that what it is?
Oh my god, if your ass started talking to me like GLaDOS in a potato.
I hate you.
Okay. So if I remember correctly, you had a, because this was the racist con, we've all said some terrible things, you had a very racist moment at your job once before, didn't you, Pandas?
Yeah, that story. I could tell that story if you'd like me to.
I would love for you to tell that story.
It was my favorite moment of accidental racism. I'm a pharmacist for a company, we'll call it Schmalgreens, my senior technician was an African-American gentleman. We'll call him Lamar. That's actually close to his real name. But and we were counting pills one day, and I had counted one that was very powdery, so I needed to clean it off. We used to keep either some paper towel or a jar full of cotton balls right in front of us. And I couldn't find the paper towel, so I looked over, and Lamar's counting the cotton, and I'm like, oh, hey, Lamar, can you grab me some cotton? And he grabs it, hands it to me, and I start wiping, and about three swipes in, I'm like, you just asked a black man to pick me cotton. Oh, dear God. I'm a terrible person. So I stopped what I'm doing, and I looked right at him, and I went, was that racially insensitive of me? He stopped what he was doing, looked at me like, what the fuck? And about 2 seconds later, collapsed on the floor, laughing hysterically. He got up, slapped me on the back, and went, okay, dude, you cool. And but that was that was my accidental racism moment at work. It was horrifying and hilarious at the same time.
Now that you said Lamar, I'm picturing you working with Jordy LaForge, so I can't get that out of my head.
Actually, he did kind of look like Jordy LaForge from, like, the very first season of Next Gen, skinny, young, but yeah.
He had a visor too?
He did. We have glasses, but they were kind of long glasses. Maybe that's the look he was going for. I don't know.
He's just knocking shit over.
No, that's me. All the time.
He's the one that needs a visor.
Yeah.
You're a fucking hurricane.
Hurricane Xander. That's me.
Dragger?
Yeah.
Would you like to describe Xander's living conditions so that I don't murder him while describing it?
So, like, the process for when he gets home is to emulate a hurricane. I think it's subconscious because he doesn't remember where things end up afterwards.
No.
He walks in, one shoe goes right near the door, the other shoe makes it about 6 to 12 feet after that. A jacket makes it over a chair. A shirt will go towards the giant love sack that he has. It's like this big, huge, purple testicly thing that's really comfy.
I will never be able to lay on that the same way again.
His glasses will end up between couch cushions, and his life-saving pill box under the couch, maybe in the little cat-like condo thing he has.
Sometimes in his neighbor's place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mail slot.
We don't call
the
it
the moon.
Well, so I was over recently and I just watched and I took mental note of where everything was, and the next morning I got to be all knowing. Because we both can take the same train to work. So he's going around, where's my shoe? Here it is. Where's my glasses? Right here. Like, in hand already. It's like, where's my pill box? Here you go. And he's staring at me, eyes wide. It's like, how do you know these things?
You have to get to the site, so. it's like a game, like a very bad, boring game. every day, so that's my
life. Well, it's not your fault. I mean, you can't see. It's... Thank you very much, Draken.
What is it? Oh, that's that. Oh, you got his brain back.
Now I'm here. All right.
When he goes to a fur con and he's not wearing his hat, it is like an invisible thing. It's really funny. It's like the opposite of the D&D cartoon with the cloak and everything. Oh, where'd he go? I don't even know. Oh, he's on the line.
Oh, shit. I just got bigger. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, is that a fat joke? Yeah, I'm skinny again. The longer you are, the skinnier you look. That's not even close, guys. That's great. The hat doesn't work like this. Yes, let's do physical humor on the podcast. This is going really well.
Let's record a hit.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, there's cameras. Oh, fuck.
It's a fur con. That's what people do. They walk around with cameras and phones the entire day recording everything, looking through the viewfinder. Rather than actually seeing things in front of
us. Oh, look at us. Weren't we cute 5 seconds ago? Oh, memories of the photos from right there. Stupid, blurry, out of focus memories. In five, what's the thing, the PSI? Not even close.
PSI.
Megapixels.
Oh, they're megapixels now?
Yes.
Ooh, mega. Do I have megapixels?
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, steal my phone. That's really going to get to me.
Like you use it anyway.
Where could you put it?
You don't want to know. I'll tell you what.
It's bigger.
In 20 minutes, if he doesn't give me back a cell phone but hands me a diamond, we'll know.
As a duke!
Oh, are they joking? No. No, like, okay, I know that we're all men here, even the women. It's a fur thing. Like, there's a symphony that happens in my house anytime these two are here. Yeah, fuck both y'all. And the symphony goes like this. Da-da-da-da-da, alarm clock. Da-da-da-da-da, stop cuddling. Da-da-da-da-da, projectile. Da-da-da-da-da, trainers up. Da-da-da-da-da, showers on. Wet. Da-da-da-da-da, showers off. Wet. Da-da-da-da-da. Da 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 da. I'm not fucking you.
You say that.
This son of a bitch. I mean, look how cuddly he is. Doesn't he look cuddly? Okay, this may have the ass of doom. He has the instincts.
He's here.
Oh God. Somebody open the door.
Do we need more towels?
Somebody open the door.
Come on.
That might be staff here to yell at me. Okay, good. Security's here. Oh, good. That was fast.
We're fucked. We're fucked.
But this
here up here.
Oh yeah, right up here. So we're cuddling. What's the best way to cuddle? One arm under the head, one arm draped over. Well, his targeting ass can actually do a punch fart. A punch fart is when he farts. And have you ever, remember those old toys where you blow it, boom, and it shoots a blast of air? Think of that concentrated on your nuts. Good morning! You want to puke.
No comment. No comment at all.
Well, but no, he does comment. He talks to them.
Yeah, he does.
Science, mad science. We're back to mad science.
Science! All right, we can go over to science. So when you eat beans...
do you have your vials? No? You don't have your vials?
There was an incident with the vials last night.
Oh.
Vials look a lot like anal implements.
Oh.
And a furry learned that you shouldn't drink through your ass.
No! Oh,
I will not be bringing those vials anywhere near furries ever again. I don't actually know if it happened, but a furry has a sixth sense on that, and when I picked up that vial, it was a little too sticky. So I'm going to assume that somebody did something terrible.
Did you try the potato trick?
The potato trick! Fire!
Oh, you motherfuckers.
Hey, you know, something we promised last podcast was you telling the story of how you ended up at a straight strip club, I believe.
I never promise things.
Didn't you promise that Xander would get naked?
Oh, no, it's a good too. No.
I like those plastic ones. Those are neat.
Where's your bodybuilder with perfect nipples?
Never. Doesn't exist. No. Leave me alone.
Da-da-da-da. Wait, I web him down.
With webbing?
Sure, we'll call it that.
Okay.
This is not nipple time. This is the Dragon Show. And I don't even know how that would work on a podcast.
If you get sensitive enough microphones up to it, you can hear the actual tweaking itself.
That would be really painful on those
really,
gratery.
Really good descriptions.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are all sick. I'm perfectly normal.
Bullshit.
What is normal? Fuck if I know. What do I look like, a goddamn gay dictionary? Look, I got sex now and I got cock. Normal's a little bit out of my league, okay?
And like any gay man, you've been in a straight strip club. Disgust.
I almost got away with that. I do have a decent amount of heterosexual friends. They're actually very close friends of mine. And they all hate me. So when one of them gets married, the first person that gets called upon to either hold or participate in the bachelor party is myself. They like me there because I can organize things. I can do it relatively cheap. And they know that I will, out of guilt, go with them to the strip club. So at one of these occurrences, they pulled me into a local strip club. I was thrilled. It was like only a hop, skip, and a jump away from my house. So when I was done, I could go home and shower for a few days. But there was an incident there, as my friends are prone to do, because one of them, his wife, had yelled at him before this venture. And she talked to me and asked me to make sure that he was on his best behavior. Now, the rule is what happens at a strip club or at a bachelor party stays at a strip club or a bachelor party.
That's Vegas!
You do not know straight strip clubs and fucking bachelor parties. That is a fucking rule.
It's not like...
Yeah,
no, it really is.
Thank you.
Fine.
So, when the strippers started hitting on him, he thought it was a perfectly good idea to put his arm around me and his paw right down here and go... Sorry, this one's mine. In the gayest voice imaginable. And it was utterly unconvincing. So now I have a new problem that not only does the stripper not believe him, she no longer believes the actual gay man. Especially when everyone else starts trying to buy me a lap dance.
Yeah.
I don't know the etiquette for a lap dance. Projectile vomit, I think, is out. Now I know. So yes, I was taken into the champagne room. Thank God there is no sex in the champagne room. And I did try to explain to this young lass one more time that I am in fact gay, cock, 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 cock. To which she responded with, well, I understand that people do that all the time, but I just want you guys to get your money's worth. Their bouncer was amazing, and we're going to end the story right there. Please don't. Look, I'm funny until I talk about myself naked, then it's sad.
We're going to need those towels now.
God damn it.
Housekeeping.
Pat Des, what's your straightest experience? Straightest experience.
You can ask me about my straightest or gayest experience, I'm like, what experience? Didn't you come to my stand-up panel?
Yeah, I know. I'm setting you up for that.
I got nothing.
Didn't somebody brush up against you once?
No.
I'm so sorry!
This is probably my gayest experience, getting hugged by Uncle Isa.
You can do better. By the way, you can do better.
Okay.
You're about right.
Ah, fine.
I hate you. Love you.
I went to a strip club as well. Being a gay man in a strip club is very awkward and strange because, well, nobody knew who I was at the time. It was with my brother and his friends. And the thing is,
your brother didn't know you were gay?
No.
He's an idiot.
Well, okay, when I told him, he wasn't exactly like, what?
He just handed you a dildo and a bouquet of flowers?
We were watching Lord of the Rings.
What?
Did you say, like, I want the one cock ring?
The Eye of Mordor sees all, and I'm about to let you in on a secret.
We were watching the guy from Game of Thrones die.
At
the end of the first one, and that's that. For some reason, that was the opportune time to announce to my brother.
So sad.
Why I'll never forget that.
Stop!
So wait. So you were like, so imagine I'm Sean Bean, and that sword is AIDS.
No, that's the arrows. See how he's fighting off all the orcs?
It's a metaphor. Now imagine that the ring was a cock. See that finger going into it? Also a cock. I think I get what you're hinting at, but I'm going to continue, brother.
Then what's Gollum?
Ew, dude, there are lines.
Gollum is chlamydia.
Gollum is chlamydia. If I win, I eat you whole. Oh, dear God, there's another camera in here. Oh, yeah, well, it's been great being a fur. I've really appreciated the company. I will never be able to return again.
Do we have any more souls within the amount of cameras in this room anymore? Is that how it works?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You guys are all stealing our souls. Well, he's a ginger.
I don't have a soul.
Oh, come on. You can't tell me you have a soul. Have you seen your freckles?
Have you?
At least we know he's not.
You misplaced your shirt.
I haven't gone outside in 8 years.
Wait, you just live at the con?
That's awesome! This con has been going on for 8 years. Who are you? Oh, God, it's Gollum!
It's the doctor. He's finally ginger.
Oh my God.
I just realized something too. Spider-Man's a scientist.
Technically, in training.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no. He just got bit by a spider and he was a photographer, right?
Well, yeah. The photography was a hobby. He was trying to do sciencey things. He was mixing and matching lubes to see what worked best. Dude, come on. Spider-Man is a teenager. How did they not have extended masturbation sequences?
Just shooting his webbing all over his.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to clean up.
No wonder the web things never ran out.
No wonder his hands were so sticky so he could climb walls.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like he goes and beats some bad guys, goes to an alley, and goes, oh, shit, maintenance, I gotta be able to get away.
Oh, my God.
And B comes in.
I can explain.
I love how in this latest movie he's less of a scientist, like more of a thief. He's just like, I'm in this lab, and I got bit by a spider. Those canisters are cool. That's mine now. Like, I don't remember that ever being in the Spider-Man mythos. Well, though, it was great when they got me to see that movie. Because I'm a bigger fan of fantasy movies and superhero movies. I really do enjoy them. But the last Spider-Man movie had really tanked me against it. So I wasn't really thrilled about seeing this, and they changed it with one line. They said that the giant lizard was going to be the villain who's not going to be wearing a lot of clothing. So five seconds later, I was in the theater, and no one was sitting within two seats of me, including him.
Everyone
was in the Spider-Man
movie? Yes, Drager was in the Spider-Man movie. Drager was the stunt double. In his
stunt cock!
I'll allow it.
It's the opposite of Superman, where they airbrush the bulge out. Is that true? Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Well, you know how the interview went, because Bryan Singer, the director's gay.
Yes.
So I'm imagining Brandon Routh came in, and he tripped, and suddenly, he was blowing him.
Why does every interview start like that?
It's Hollywood.
Oh my God.
That's a good interview to me. That sounds pretty good to me. Yeah.
Okay, practice speaking into the microphone.
Don't look at the camera.
Yes, indeed.
Only has
science!
Microphone.
Science or silence?
No, science.
Both of you are assholes.
I'm running out of topic.
No, actually, I think because there was one thing that we're going to do at the end of the show, but when we do that, we're killing all cameras and this. I did promise you guys that if the donations were accurate,
what?
That I would tell you the worst story that we have, the pizza story.
Okay.
I did promise that. But when that happens, all cameras will be turned off and the podcast will end.
Will this ruin pizza for me forever?
No, it'll just ruin your life. But before that, there's something
to the show.
There was something that we wanted to take care of, and that is, of course, questions. So I didn't know if you actually had any before the show, correct?
Right.
All right, so that means that we will go to the audience, and we will allow you guys to ask any of the panelists any questions that you like. Oh, I'm going to regret this.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask a tame one. Having done this podcast, do you find yourself looking at podcasts differently now? Like, do you see yourself seeing all things that are done right and done wrong?
Like you wouldn't believe. Every time I listen to my podcast, I think of everything that we've done wrong.
He can't listen to himself for, like, more than 5 seconds, so...
Listen to that asshole, that's you! I know!
Who's that nasally little shit? Oh, God, it's me!
I've only guest appeared twice, so I've only heard myself on it once. I guess I'll hear myself a second time.
Yeah, you should listen to the podcast. I would recommend it.
No, I listen to the podcast, but I'm not on it, so it's like...
We'll fix it.
Oh, that's not me. I don't care.
That's happened before. As far as other podcasts, though, fortunately, I got started off... I wasn't much of a podcast person. This was actually mostly Xander's idea, and now that it's gotten going, I actually really enjoy it, but this was not my forte. I actually did radio in college. For I think it was 2 years, I had my own radio show out there. And
hold on, please tell me you had a cheesy name.
Oh yes, I can't actually do it. My co-host, her name was Gypsy, like that was her nickname in college. Do we have Monty Python fans out there? Okay, do you remember the elections, the normal party, the silly party, and the very silly party? The name of my show was The Very Silly Party. So it was like a minute-long name, and there's no way I could do it, but she had it memorized. So we named the show that just so she could say it at the beginning of every episode. It was like, I can't even imagine what the hell that was.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine you on the radio. It's like, hello, you're listening to Alkali in the Afternoons.
No, it was quite possibly the most random. Like, this show gets weird and random, but that one had to be clean, weird, and random. So I got in trouble a lot.
You're listening to the radio. Cock. Fuck. No, I can't say that either.
And then, of course, it started at, like, 5 a.m., so the start of the show is always this. The introduction is like, and now I'm going to play you a song while I catch up on sleep. Dead silence. That was Beethoven's overture in my headphones. It really calmed me down.
Oh, and then you had the shit songs, too, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's where I learned. I don't know how many of you... Have any of you ever worked in radio? Any kind of broadcasting? Okay, so you probably know the four shit songs. There are four songs that are on almost every single playlist that you could find at any radio station. And these are what you put on when you need to go take a shit. It was American Pie, Inagata De Vita, Stairway to Heaven, and if you had diarrhea... Alice's Restaurant.
Oh!
Yes.
How about Paradise by the Dashboard Light? That's gotta be freaking long.
That would have worked. That would have worked. But these were the four that were there, and when I came in, they said, you know, this is gonna sound awkward, but we need to explain this to you. Like, I don't think I'll use that. So, 7 listenings of Arlo Gunthry's, Ellis's Restaurant. Yeah, I found out how great that song was. Because they used to pump the radio through the entire building, through the broadcast building. So you're just sitting, I had the lines fucking memorized.
I had friends who would go to a Taco Bell, and for some reason they had a jukebox. And to torture the people there, they would put on Paradise by the Dashboard Light like 10 times in a row and leave.
Hey, shitty food, shitty music. Let's do this!
Any more questions? Questions? Oh, you do it.
Ginger.
Alright, I showed up late and I'm not really sure. Are all of you wearing pants? Just out of
oh!
I am legally obligated not to answer that question.
comes onto the table with them.
I'm legally obligated not to answer that question.
I mean, yes.
I think Xander's wearing a skirt.
What kind of pants are you wearing?
Let's just put it this way. Pandez is finally having that experience that he's been jonesing for. What kind of pants are wearing? Khakis, you asshole. Pandez, I don't know, some kind of panda pants.
Brown, corduroy.
That's right. We're talking about pants now. Enjoy this.
It's corduroy.
You have cum stains, and...
I did my tights!
All I see is the bulge over there, so... So we got bulge, cum, khakis, corduroys.
Yes.
There we go. Excellent question. I'm on to you, Ginger.
Did you ever lose your microphone right before a show?
Uh-oh.
Cover this one, baby!
Shut up. I lose everything, so yes. I don't know. That's why we have two, you know? I got... Got one for my place, one for his place, and just to make sure, you know. Yeah, it's just a better chance of not losing things, and that's why we give ourselves a week to do this, because. What are you doing? You're moving the laptop.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. The screen swivels, doesn't it?
What are you doing?
That also got dropped during one of the podcasts.
That was fun.
As we were doing the show, we started to realize that this was loud enough and these are sensitive enough that it would pick up the fan noise. So if you listen to our early shows, you can actually hear the fan. So as the show went on, you slowly, like in our kitchen, watched the microphones get closer to us and the laptop move away. Until the day that it was teetering and he tried to push escape and the entire thing went tumbling. Which also meant that the cords got taut and microphones moved with it. And both of us are, microphones! Fuck the laptop!
I also try to cut down the sound as much as I can, because sometimes Alkali's Kitchen can sound like we're recording in a racquetball court.
It's the ghosts.
Oh, it's the ghosts. Shut up with the ghosts. He says the ghosts like me, and they go away when I come there.
Mm-hmm. So. My house is haunted. It's awesome. I think some of you know this. I recently moved into a new house about a year ago, and I fell in love with it because when I walked in there, it was obvious that a murder had taken place there. There is no doubt in my mind someone was killed in my house.
It's new in the way that you bought it. It's not new in the way that's been there for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah, it was there during the Great Depression of feudal Japan.
It's also near the south side. It's near the south side of Chicago, so God knows.
Look, they can kill people. But my computer room, when we first walked in there, had a lock on the outside of the door.
Yes.
At my eye level. What could that be? And we opened the door, and it creaked and fell off the bottom hinge, and these pure white walls were covered from not quite the top, but all the way down to the bottom, with crayon. All circles. And, of course, my parents, who were, God bless them, they were being very helpful, trying to help me find a house, help me find a place to live. Immediately, I think we should leave this place. So the down payment was in there in, like, 5 seconds. And from that day forward, I actually, just to piss him off, in my basement, it's scary, and I love it, but my laundry room looks like you're going to be raped. It actually, if rape had a look, it would be my laundry room, yes.
When you go, it's walled off from the rest of the basement, so you are actually surprised when you do not see a hole in the middle of the floor with a bucket. Like, oh, that's a nice surprise, it's just a washing machine, that's great.
Yeah, but the door is actually, it's made to look like the wall, and it is a heavy-ass door. Like, it feels like it should be your front door, so I sanded all the hinges as much as I could, so now when you open it... And then if I know he's going to be over and I'm not, especially when he didn't know about the door, I would leave the windows in the basement open to create a vacuum. So he's hanging upstairs and the wind would go through and he'd just hear...
Well, this is the guy that when I first came over, he looks to me and goes, you want to see my basement?
That is the major selling point of any
great house.
Be a great room.
The rape room is awesome. It's actually got like three hiding places. Like my fireplace, the top of it is actually just there to hide the gas main that comes in the house. So you just move two nails, it looks like they're just laid, and you take off an entire section of the wall. So much drugs back there. It's awesome.
That's how you do the show.
Until the guy comes to check my gas meter, I'm in the clear.
Yeah, when
he comes, I'm in trouble.
Whenever I bring my cat over to his place, we close that part off because the basement is just like a cat trap. Let's be honest. It's like got so many nooks and crannies, which is probably for bodies, let's be honest.
Shut up. You don't know that.
So.
You don't have the proof.
Thank you. You can't find the box. Nothing.
I'm also convinced...
Yes.
I'm also convinced you're trying to become a resident of haunting that place because I think you are every year. Are you going to continue this tradition? Deep frying a turkey?
Little. It's awesome!
That was horrifying!
It's not frozen.
I don't have to do that.
I was watching from inside and they're just like, shh. Yeah.
We were performing science.
It is science, yes.
Here's what happens when you deep fry a turkey. First, you thaw a turkey. Then, you regret thawing the turkey because you're about to blow up something. Then, you get a giant thing of lava sitting on your fucking backyard. We're going to call it a stoop because I can't think of words. Then, you take this thawed turkey and slowly dip it in there. As the lava is flying out to meet God in heaven, then you put out all the little fires that have started all over your driveway. Then, you stand there staring at the turkey as more little fires spring up around the turkey. Kind of like a pentagram. Then you have a juicy, delicious turkey. Then you remember you left everything running outside. Then you call the fire department. Then they laugh at you. It's a production. But really good turkey. Really good turkey.
When does Satan come in to eat?
When does Satan come in to eat? I go about 4:30.
You're not allowed to die.
Yeah, well, fuck you, I am. Well, we already had Crimson.
You think you're really going to die? You're going to be in debt when he gets there.
The worst thing you've ever broken.
Broken? I break a lot of many things. I don't know. I almost broke this laptop already. Like, I've dropped it so many goddamn times. So, the only reason I use this laptop is because I got another one with Windows 8 and I can't get things to work because I'm an idiot, so...
You know, I appreciate that. I appreciate what you tried to do there because you just saw me do that a little while ago, changing the topic. Because I know the worst thing you've ever broken.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, shit!
Does it involve a lake?
Well,
does it involve a lake?
It wasn't a lake. If he can't.
Does it involve a lake?
No.
Sandra, why don't you tell them about the lake and call it a lake?
I was driving. And it was a very rainy day. In fact, rainier than, like, forever. So I said, hey. This is a good day to die, or visit my friend. And so I was driving, and of course, you know, I can't see that well anyway, I'm driving. And it's coming down, and hey, going down local streets on very rainy days, bad idea. Especially, yeah, local streets. So I'm going down this one local street, I hook a right, and I dip, and hey, there's water up to the windows. Turns out, the street had become a lake because of all the massive flooding. So I roll down the window, you know, put it in neutral, hop out, and I am pushing the car back up the hill. And, well, the car is totaled by now, but actually I'm not sure if it was by the time I tried to turn it on again, but it was probably fucked, whatever. So that's how I destroyed my first vibe.
Hey, Xander, how many vibes have you had?
I think this is the second one now.
I thought it was the third. Or did you get a different model?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
No, that was the Grand Prix.
How's the Grand Prix go?
My family has a Pontiac fetish. I'm not sure why. But anyway.
Well, they're gone now.
Yeah. When I destroy this car, we're going to have to move it on to something else.
No more cars. You run out.
But yes, I rear-ended someone and destroyed my vibe.
And what were you doing when you rear-ended them? Oh, I wish. How great of a story would that be? So there I was, balls on chin. I was driving.
Looking over my shoulder. Trying to merge traffic.
Looking over your shoulder. So you weren't playing around with the GPS, huh?
No. That was part of it. I was trying to get to the campsite where they were at, so... I didn't know exactly where I was going, and that's just a recipe for disaster. This is why they don't let me drive anymore.
There are two kinds of phone calls you get from Xander. One, hey, I'm on my way. Two, hey, I was on my way. That's it. And unfortunately, it's usually, hey, come pick me up. Bring a tow truck.
My dad actually did tell me, like, when I call him, his asshole clenches. So.
See, look, you've got more in common than you realize.
So I'll call him, like, no, just say hi. He's like, oh, thank God. Now, why are you really calling? So. Yes, I broke a car. I broke my shower window. Wait, what the fuck was it?
The shower door.
Shower door. I still need to fix that.
They know that story. That was on
that was fun. We were in the shower. I tried to fix it.
It wasn't we. You were in the shower.
And
if I was in there, I would have punched you while you were trying to do this.
It exploded in my hands. So it was actually very cool.
Yeah, the safety glass, it sounds like a gunshot going off. And the cops didn't show up, which really makes me question his neighbors.
Or they just know him really well.
Yeah.
If they did, they'd find all of his shit in the hallway.
So what's the worst thing you've broken?
First thing I've broken?
Yeah.
I'd never break anything.
Oh, sure.
I'm perfect in every way. the worst thing I've broken? The computer. That was a bad day. Going upstairs from my old house's basement, I realized that if you had just been using lube, the worst thing you could do is carry a computer up 9 stairs.
Oh.
Yeah, that was interesting, because then I had the question of, why is everything all slippery? That's why I dropped it! There must be some kind of an oil they use on these computers, so...
I'll never forget one of the times I was moving. Do not get lube on fake wood. like press board.
Lube should only be used on real wood, if you know what I mean.
My mom's trying to, but this won't come out. What is it? I don't know. Awkward. Almost as awkward as when my mom found the condom wrappers.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, at least you know I'm being safe. Of course, they were horrified when they found I'd lost my virginity when I was 23. And that's not even a joke, so they're weird people. I know. Anyway,
were they expecting it to be sooner or later?
Later. Later, because I did not find a nice Christian girl or whatever it is. I don't know.
Chester.
Sarah next to
you. Oh, yeah. He's Catholic. Yay.
They tried.
He's a knight of
God. How are they promising all those kids you need? We can just keep trying, honey.
It's science, after all.
Ask babies commence.
We're just really confused Christians.
Chaos theory says eventually it could happen.
Anyway, questions. Anyway.
Questions?
Have you ever considered...
Yeah, you're good.
Have you ever considered opening up your house and just making it a haunted house on Halloween and just have you sitting there in a row... drawing little circles in your special drawing room?
Yes!
No, because furries will show up.
Down to the special break basement for candy and punch!
I don't need to open it for a haunted house to do that. That's just Friday.
Come on, little children, I can use it.
Okay, stop having me rape children in your stories! It's bad enough I have a rape basement.
You are wearing the hat, all you need is
this is not a child molesting hat! This is a child molesting hat! The glasses like this! And no teeth! And a crack pipe! Three nipple rings!
They call me this, need the gloves, and then you're all set to get deep in there.
Help me!
Well, you'll find things beyond explanation.
Come on, me, sodomy. Okay, we're done. Anyone who hasn't got to ask a question yet, Iggy. Oh, why did I call on him? Fuck you! It's an X. It's a fucking X. You don't even know.
Turn it!
Oh.
It's like a dick.
It's
not the ones that explode. I'm not a dick.
All right, you take this back to Bit. I think I actually just misspelled my name.
His name is Al-Kai!
Al-Kai.
For For those of you who don't know how much my friends torture me, Bit, who is one of my closest friends, went around at a convention and got as many people as he could possibly find to come up to me and start asking me for autographs. And at first I was like, oh, wow, I can't believe someone... What's going on here? And then I look over, and there's my ferret friend. Just... And then I knew. And for the next 3 days, I mean in the middle of shows, in the middle of improv, while talking with Kage, it was a bad time. Because now I just look like an ass in front of Kage. I look like, get away from me! I'll fly, that was a fan. No, he's not! And then I spit on him. That was interesting. I will get in one more if anyone has it.
Okay, sure.
Have you ever, like, woke up and had something by your feet and you're like, oh my god, what the hell?
He has. I have the tendency to pass out after a long night of drinking, so you might want to feel this one.
Like, in my house, it's very similar in the basement. My mom has a really heavy wooden dresser, and it just opened by itself. And then I saw, like, a man just sit in my chair, and it was rocking.
Ah! Okay.
Oh, that's Bob. He hangs out in my house, too.
Yeah,
yeah, Bob's a dick. Bob is a dick.
He leaves the mayonnaise open, spills on the dresser everywhere. Or that might just be off the line, we can't be sure.
That's actually mayonnaise. Something you could do at your Halloween haunted house, bobbing for dick.
apple penis. No, actually, I've never had anything like on my feet, but I have woken up with a pussy draped across my face.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. His cat is apparently turned on by sleeping noses. And even though she's a she fucks him.
No, Scrap-On, it's adorable.
I fucking hate your cat.
She runs from anyone. She would never rape anyone.
That didn't sound like you had a lot of conviction there, but she would never rape anyone.
Oh my god. We really should turn your place into a haunted house. Well, we did. Yeah.
Why are you inviting people into my house again? Don't you remember last time when the cop got slapped?
Oh yeah.
There was a... I told you, my friends have me do the bachelor parties. I'm an organized person. The groom was there, and the rule is the groom does not drink alone. That has always been a rule among my friends. So we were all going shot to shot. Now, I am gone. The groom is Irish, so he couldn't let me win because apparently we were having a competition. I wasn't aware, but apparently we were having a competition. So my shot glasses, and I'm a huge fan of my favorite drink, I'm
supplements.
Alcohol.
You know, of Rumplemints, which is a fairly heavy drink, and we're doing shots every once in a while. We're not trying to get too fucked up. Well, I was doing a heavy shot, so he took that as a challenge, and he was doing buckets of Everclear, I think. So he is wasted, and this is the groom. Now, the best man was a good friend of mine who was actually a police officer. And he was in the house. Now, he is a very serious police officer, but now he took this night off so that he could drink. And decided amongst themselves that he was going to do water shots while the rest of us were drinking. And John picked up his glass to take a shot, thinking it was something clear vodka, and realized what was going on. And John is not someone you want to mess with. Because he went over to an armed officer and pushed him. Said, dude, are you drinking water shots? And our friend Steve, dude, that's assaulting an officer. And John responded with, that's not assaulting an officer. This is assaulting an officer. And all the way back, herded through the house, knocked him over, flat hand across the face. He went home with a handprint. And his wife was furious because then she thought we were at a strip club. He tried to break the unwritten rule. No sex in the champagne room. But yes, my friend assaulted a cop at his bachelor party.
Oh, man.
We have good times.
Good times, good times.
All right. We'll do one more question if we have it.
Yep.
Have each of you respectively had, like, any interesting brushes with the law?
Dragon, you want to start?
No, because you have the more interesting record. Wait, what the hell was that? My brushes with the law?
I don't know if you've had brushes with the law.
Not really.
Trigger, have you?
Usually it's running into random things with my car, so... Oh, you know, the craziest thing was that one, totally my fault when I rear-ended somebody. In the car. No, no.
Giggity.
Yeah. No, yeah, the cop was just like, he wrote up, and he didn't give me a fucking ticket. I couldn't believe it. But he's like, you're a nerd, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. And like, you could just tell by, like, my car and, like, how I looked and stuff like that. He's like, yeah, okay. And he didn't ever pull me up for a ticket, so.
You want to sit in my
backseat? If you don't mind. I'm sticking with that story, even though it would be more interesting if it wasn't like that.
Thanks.
Nothing's coming to mind.
You never had a martial law.
It's only been with you.
Shut up.
Gee, surprise, surprise.
Honestly, no. I mean, the only incident I've ever had involving a police officer was a car accident. I did total my... well, okay.
I feel better.
It was Halloween night, and... I was driving to the bar to have some fun in costume. I don't know if anyone is here that was here at the first FCN. When I didn't have my first yet, I was just trying to figure out the whole furry thing. So I came dressed in my full Sully costume from Monsters Incorporated. So that's what I was wearing driving my car on the way to the bar. And something, like, someone started the car, something flashed the lights on my left, I looked over, and then when I looked back, the car in front of me had stopped, I slammed on the brakes, smashed into them. My Mustang was totaled.
Oh.
I was perfectly fine. They were perfectly fine. But there I am, lying beside my car, holding a bunch of Kleenex up to my nose because I don't want to get blood on my Sully suit. And the cop's like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I got distracted. I looked back, hit my brakes, didn't stop in time. But you know, there are people around me like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I'm just Sully, just this purple, blue, fuzzy thing. I went to the road. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. No, I'm just trying not to bleed on my fur.
No, oh my god.
That's really the only law involved. And you know, it gave me wrote me up for it because it wasn't my fault. But
please tell me it was a Mountie. I don't want to.
No, it was in Flint.
Was you on a horse?
It was in Flint. This was when I was working in Flint at the time, where I was working on a street where it was liquor store, gun store, pawn shop, Walgreens, liquor store, gun store, pawn shop. Sorry,
Smallgreens.
But yeah, no, that was my only incident ever involving a cop was smashing my car while dressed as Sully from Monsters Incorporated, head to toe, full Sully, with a giant tail coming off the back. And I didn't know I was a furry at the time. That's
yeah.
Kind of funny.
Now you do.
Okay. Now I do.
I actually do have one that I forgot about.
What?
Okay. So Spider-Man's awesome, right? So I like to bike in Chicago. So
all right.
So I went and found there's this biking bodysuit that has everything except the hands and the legs. It's meant to be a biking suit. It's a Spider-Man costume. Turns out, if I have my goggles on and the mask, I can see well enough to bike in the city. I'm still safe, so I put the neon yellow and green helmet on, and I had a backpack. So I decided I was just going to start biking around the city and go do errands. Spider-Man went and bought a video card that day. But as I was going to meet up with someone, I was stopped at an intersection, and one of the Chicago big police SUVs pulls up, and the window rolls down. The guy's just looking at me. And, you know, you can't see my expression, and I don't know what possessed me to do it, but I turn. And what's Spidey up to? I'm like, oh, just out doing errands. It's like, who are you underneath there? Again, I don't know what possessed me. It's like, well, don't tell anyone, but Peter Parker. And the cop looks back to me and goes, all right, stay safe, Peter. And
hey, get comfortable. It's Alkali's turn.
No, that one was better. I think we can skip me.
No.
I got a new car, and it turns out that the temporary plates had lived a very interesting life. I was coming home down 294 speeding because I don't know how to drive. And all of a sudden, woo, okay. I know the routine for being pulled over for speeding. So we pull over safely to the side of the road. We wait a little while, and out my window, I just see this. as a 4'1" female officer approaches the side of my SUV. Now, I am driving 6'8". Fat. Next to me is John.
Oh, God.
5'8". 400 pounds. The car rides like this. And here is a 4 foot, basically nothing, short woman who just walked up to the side of the vehicle. So she's reaching up into the window. License or okay, no problem. She looks at it. Sir, could you please step out of the car? Well, this isn't normal.
Zip.
All right. I get out of the car on my side, and then she goes around. Sir, would you mind also stepping out of the car? Oh, all right. So John got more than he usually gets, so she pats him down.
Oh, my God.
Then she pats me down and puts us into the back of her cop car. And now, she had asked the entire time, and not if this is okay, she was explaining the entire time what was going on, but not telling us why it was going on. And we're thoroughly confused. I mean, yes, I was speeding, but we're not talking about, like, a 40 over. I usually go about 20 over the speed limit because I'm an idiot. It's how I drive. I'm an idiot. I mean, it was the middle of the night. There's no one on the road. So we go sit in the back of the cop car. And you, for those of you who've been in the cop car, you're furry, so I assume all of you. There's a screen in the front seat that has the information that they pulled up on it. And on that screen, I can see my license plate, the temporary plate on the back of my car. And that license plate was registered to a Dan something. My first name is Dan, and that was on the license that I handed her. And on that was the warrants for his arrest for drug possession, drug trafficking, battery, assault and battery. This is why she pulled us over, and we are sitting in the back of her cop car panicking now because she thinks that we're murderers with drugs. So she searches the car, and 10 minutes later she comes back to the car, and actually, ma'am, I think I know what happened. I'm Dan Smith, and that's like, I actually kind of figured that, but, you know, it'd be safe, and she was very polite. Kinda. Because then she walked us back to the car. She goes, I have to ask you something. Yes? Now, this was the week after my birthday. We were visiting my friends Tim and Hannah in Peloton, who live out by him. And we had exchanged gifts, because their birthdays are kind of close to mine as well. I play a LARP, Nero. In the back of my car was a packet of brand new throwing stars that we use on a dartboard in my garage. A katana that I keep for driving safely. And the book that Hannah bought me from the online sensation, How to Be a Ninja. And that was it. That's all that's in my car. Just, so are you guys, and I quote from the 6 foot four officer, the 4 foot six officer, are you guys ninjas? And John, God bless him. You know, he's not the quickest knife in the drawer. Yeah, I just had the quickest knife in the drawer. Without missing a beat. No, ma'am, just nerds. And we got in the car.
Nice.
I got those templates off the next day. That was, that's the time I was put into the back of a squad car. It was.
That's our time, so.
Look to your left. Your other left.
I look forward to getting you later.
Oh, no.
So, we're going to conclude the recorded portion of the Dragon Show. So, guys, first off, to the audience, thank you so much for being here. I can't believe that we filled up the room like this. This is an honor and a pleasure.
Yes, thank
guys,
you for
our guests, Andez.
Dragger.
Dragger.
Xander, that's me.
You can say I'm Xander.
I'm Xander.
And I'm Alkali. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much and good night.